Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying the listening audience that the opinions expressed on any public affairs show do not reflect those of KX93.5, its management, or the board of directors.
I'm Ari, and I'm putting the bully pulpit and the bully on the table. The bully pulpit is a term coined by President Theodore Roosevelt, who referred to the White House as a bully pulpit, meaning that it provides a terrific platform to speak out and to listen to. Twisted Trump has wasted opportunity after opportunity to address the myriad concerns of a nation that gave 3 million more votes to his opponent, Hillary Clinton. But Trump seems capable of only lauding himself. After harshly criticizing the intelligence community, Trump went to the CIA's headquarters and stood in front of a wall covered with stars representing men and women of the intelligence agency, people that died serving their country. The stars have no names. These true American heroes remain anonymous. Yet Twisted Trump stood there, lashed out at critics, boasted of his magazine covers, and exaggerated the size of the crowd at his inauguration. During the campaign, Twisted Trump had insulting nicknames for almost everyone. Little Marco, Low Energy Jeb, Lying Ted Cruz. And those were just his Republican cohorts and the people that he may ultimately need to govern. When asked about whom he trusted more, Angela Merkel or Vladimir Putin, Trump refused to support our German ally. He threatened to impose a 30% tax on German cars. He threatened to impose a tax on goods for Mexico, our third largest trading partner, and he subjected President Enrique Peña Nieto to a deluge of insults. Then Twisted Trump went ballistic and reportedly hung up on the Prime Minister of Australia, Mark Turnbull. The Prime Minister of Australia. Try and get your head around that one. There was no apology or attempt to mend fences with an ally and an important intelligence-sharing partner. But Twisted Trump seems pathologically incapable of being gracious to another human being, another nation, or even another point of view. To kick off week two, Twisted Trump signed an executive order, an order banning immigration from 7 Muslim countries. When Acting Attorney General Sally Yates questioned the constitutionality of the order, she was fired. Her reticence proved valid when federal judge James Robart, an appointee of former President George W. Bush, stayed the executive order. Trump responded, "The opinion of this so-called judge, which essentially takes law enforcement away from our country, is ridiculous and will be overturned. This contempt for an independent judiciary that doesn't always bend to his wishes, his incessant bullying, and his lack of respect for the Constitution is truly disturbing. Rather than using the bully pulpit to convey the decency and the dignity of the office of presidency and the decency that makes our nation truly great, Twisted Trump seems incapable of anything beyond bullying and contempt." I'm Ari, and I just put the bully pulpit and the bully on the table.